Tom Finn is our correspondent in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. More protests planned today, Tom. What's likely to happen?
Yes, so today's the seventh consecutive week in which these protests have been held in the capital, Sana'a. We're likely to see another set of dueling protests, big pro-government protests taking place near the president's mosque in the south of the capital, and big anti-government protests taking place outside Sana'a University in the northern part of the capital. Now, the key question is whether or not these anti-government protesters who are camped outside Sana'a University will decide to march or not. On Wednesday, for the first time, we saw protesters leaving Sana'a University. Around 3,000 or 4,000young men marched right into the centre of Sana'a. And were immediately surrounded by the military. They were heading for the president's mosque, but they didn't make it that far. So if that happens again today, then we're likely to see violence. I mean, there are 200,000 people now stationed outside Sana'a University. And if the younger, more frustrated protesters who have been marching are able to get their way and convince the others that they should march, then we may see you know, an escalation today.
Is there a significant division within the opposition between that sort of youth element and some of the elders?
It seems to be heading in that direction. About 10 days ago, lots of people in Yemen were convinced that President Saleh was going to step down. All these major generals defected from his regime, ambassadors, even members of his own party deserted him. But what we've seen over the last few days is the president digging in and calling for these big pro-government protests. So inside the anti-government camp, there's an increasing division between the young, youthful protesters who are saying, "Look, we need to march if we want to get Saleh out of power," and the members of the opposition parties like the ISLA, who are also at the protest, who are saying, "No, we don't want to see any more violence. We just need to stay put."
Just give us an idea of who are the kind of leading figures within those two camps.
Okay, so from the perspective of the youth, there's a number of young organisations that have kind of popped up around Sana'a University. The Yemeni Youth Revolutionary Council is one. There's another one which is Medical Students Association. So you've got all these sort of young organisations which have emerged and who are trying their best to kind of coordinate things and in order to make sure that they don't get hijacked. They're worried their movement will be hijacked by the political opposition.
And on the other side, is it tribal leaders? Is it parliamentarians? Who are the key figures there?
On the other side is parliamentarians, in particular the ISLAH party, which is the main Islamic opposition group in Yemen, who have a lot of power and who are able to bring out large numbers of people onto the streets. So, you know, they're at the top political level, these politicians are involved in the ongoing negotiations at Saleh. And at the street level, it's the youth protesters who are there. And, of course, the third dimension is the tribesmen, who are kind of a different dimension altogether. The tribesmen from across the country have their own tents set up outside Sana'a University. They're not really affiliated to either side. They have their own grievances with the government, and they're just there to have their presence and make their presence felt.
I've just been reading a very long piece in the New Yorker about the latest in Yemen. It talks about the official opposition being as surprised as the regime by the waves of unrest in the Middle East. Is that how you read it too?
Yeah, definitely. That's how I read it. The political opposition in Yemen has long been a divided bunch: Islamists, socialists, and Nasserites, who have struggled to reach a consensus, and over the last few years have gained very little out of political negotiations with the president. Now, with all this unrest, they suddenly have this newfound power that they didn't have before, a kind of bargaining chip which they can keep using against the president to try and squeeze him for as much as they can. And they're not going to be willing to accept anything from the president, you know, unless he steps down and they get a decent stake in power. So, yeah, that was a surprise by everyone else by what's happening, I think.
The Gulf Cooperation Council has just called for Saleh to resign. is that going to add impetus to the opposition or just sort of muddy the waters?
Muddying the waters is probably the best way of putting it. So far, there's no date been set for these talks. President Saleh has said he supports the idea of these talks.
Just go back a bit. What talks? Just explain that.
Sorry, the GCC and Saudi Arabia have been in discussions in the last couple of days trying to broker some sort of deal by which a sort of face-saving deal for the president, by which he would step down, transfer power to his deputy, and in return possibly have the prospect of immunity from prosecution for him and his family, i.e. maybe the president might be able to move to Saudi Arabia.
So
on the streets, that's gone down badly. I mean, especially at Sana'a University, the idea of the president and all of his relatives who hold senior positions in the military in Yemen all getting off the hook and there being no sort of trial or investigation into the killings that have happened. On Bloody Friday, as the protesters have called it, on March the 18th, 52 people were killed in a sort of coordinated sniper attack. People suspect was by government loyalists, and you know the idea that the president would be able to just leave and nothing would ever happen is infuriating for these young guys who are seeking justice for this act.
And on Monday, 16 people were killed in protest in Taiz. Do you think that this could turn violent today in Sana'a and elsewhere?
Well, we're seeing increased coordination. There's protests taking place in cities across Yemen. And what we're witnessing recently is sort of solidarity prayers and marches for the other cities. So the relationship between the youth in Taiz and Sana'a is definitely strengthening. They're coordinating, they have Facebook groups, and they're sharing information. So what we'll see today in Sana'a is a prayer in memory of the people who were killed in Taiz on Monday. So certainly, when something happens in one place now, it's having a ripple effect and you know affecting what happens in other cities.
Okay, Tom, keep us posted. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.